As the country recognizes Autism Awareness Month, the state is making progress, but researchers across West Virginia still say there's a long way to go. Alec Hildebeidel is a junior journalism student at Marshall University. He was attracted to Marshall by the radio program at the student-run WMUL. But perhaps more importantly for Alec, the Bel Air, Maryland native was attracted to a program at the university to help students with autism.
When my parents were looking at schools, they were looking in-state of what was close. They looked at Marshall at first before they saw this place, and they're like, it's 7.5 hours away. Is he going to be okay? Not academically, but independent living out there. And then I applied for the program, and after all that, my parents officially said, yes, he'll be fine out there. And then the biggest transition was just adapting to a new environment.
The West Virginia Autism Training Center at Marshall University is one of a few facilities in the state that are helping those with autism spectrum disorders. Alec has Asperger's and uses the training center to help him control anxiety and other social issues. He's one of the many students at Marshall getting the help they need while taking college classes. Mark Ellison is the center's executive director.
Our college program receives about 75 applications from around the country every year. We take 10 to 12 people, and we meet and interview 30 to 35 before we select those. Our belief is that if you, with Asperger's disorder, can go to any college and be successful, this isn't the program for you.
But the Autism Training Center doesn't just offer aid to college students. It also has staff that travels the state to work with 100 families for 9 to 10 months of the year. The staffers help not just the family members, but also school personnel who work with their children better understand autism. Dr. Susanna Poe is the project director for the Center for Excellence in Disabilities at West Virginia University. She says programs like Marshall's go a long way toward helping families in West Virginia. She says treatment techniques used in the state have come a long way in the last 10 years.
I think that there's been more awareness of the need for evidence-based treatment now. We are starting to see more treatment facilities develop across the state, and more board-certified behavior analysts are setting up practice in the state. We're still not where we need to be, but we are gaining in those areas.
While treatment techniques are improving, Poe says access to insurance coverage to help pay for those treatments is stunted. In 2011, lawmakers in West Virginia required insurance providers to cover autism treatments, but the legislation allowed for some exemptions. Those exemptions mean only 23% of West Virginia families who have children dealing with autism spectrum disorders are covered.
This legislation excluded self-funded policies, which are all the larger funded policies in the state, like coal mines and hospitals, that sort of thing. Though members of those organizations were not required to offer that insurance, and then probably the largest area of all was that Medicaid was excluded.
And Poe says Medicaid's exclusion means half of West Virginia children who have autism go without insurance coverage. But even if coverage is expanded, Poe says there are still adjustments that will be needed in many areas. They include access.
I think people need to know that there are pockets of excellence in this state in terms of providing treatment for children with autism. But widely across the state, these opportunities are not available, particularly in rural areas. So if you have a child with autism, it's very important to get hooked up with the right resources right away.
Poe says the sooner those resources are obtained, the better the chance doctors have of helping the families. Both Poe and Marshall Center Director Ellison agree adjustments are constant in the treatment of spectrum disorders. As for Alec Hildebeidel, he says he's not sure where he would be without the Marshall Training Center and the advantages it gives to someone with spectrum disorders.
Coming out here, not knowing really anything about this area, and just a total culture shock. Now 3 years later, I definitely feel I've progressed because I live here 8 months out of the year now. This is not my home state, but it's becoming my home state, and I feel more and more comfortable in this environment every single day because of not just the area around Marshall, but the college program in general.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.